This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the John Lothian newsletter for December 21st, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Trading Technologies International Inc. today announced that the company's acquisition by Seven Ridge is now complete, as planned upon the signing of the transaction on October 31st, Keith Todd has assumed the role of CEO. Cadden is holding a webinar titled ESG Shareholder Proposals, Practical Guidance from Proxy, Legal, IR, and Consulting Perspectives on Thursday, January 6, 2022, from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, co-hosted by Farsad Damania of Catton, Zali Ahmadi of DF King, and Ari Frankel of Solberry Trout, and George Liu of ADEC. For more information and to register, go to a link in today's newsletter. Alan Schoenberg, former NASDAQ head of corporate communications and now global director of public relations and corporate affairs at Vinson & Elkins, was allowed into the New York Stock Exchange building when Vinson & Elkins partner Sarah Morgan was interviewed by NYSE's Josh King for the Inside the Ice House interview. Vinson & Elkins partner Sarah Morgan offers a lawyer's view of the energy transition. Longtime Goldman market analyst Abby Joseph Cohen is retiring at the end of the year, calling it quits to a legendary career. Bloomberg has a commentary titled, How to Run a Business with Friends Without Killing the Friendship. I have done this for a long time. Sometimes it works, sometimes it does not. I will say it is great while it lasts. But like all relationships, things change. People change and grow at different rates, and their needs change. I had missed this, but Robinhood has acquired Cove Market, Scott Knutson's cross-exchange trading platform for the crypto market. I really liked the Hong Kong Exchange's 2021 year in review they published today. You have to like any article that uses the word whilst. The Omicron surge has become so bad that performances of Hamilton on Broadway have been canceled through Christmas. I guess I am going to lose my shot to see Hamilton this week. Leo Melamed was interviewed in the What Happens in the Next 6 Minutes podcast. The FIA is holding its 2021 annual ETD volume review on January 26th, 2022 at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time with host Will Ackworth, Senior Vice President for Data Publications and Research at FIA, and Speaker Mike Duplessis, Senior Managing Director, Agency Execution at TPICAP. They will discuss trends in trading activity in global futures and options markets. You can go to a link in today's newsletter to register. The Depository Trust and Trading Corporation today provided views on top issues for 2022 from its senior executives. Among them was Laura Klimpel, General Manager of Fixed Income Clearing Corporation, who said FICC will continue to lead conversation around the best market structure for U.S. Treasuries. The unprecedented volatility in U.S. Treasuries during the pandemic highlighted the importance of making financial services operations more efficient, transparent, and resilient, Klimpel said. Sounding a theme we also heard at FIA Expo last month, she added, we have broad industry consensus around the benefits of increased central clearing of U.S. Treasury transactions, which would ultimately reduce risk and improve stability across the industry. Also related to market structure, but on the equity side, Michelle Hillary, General Manager of Equity and DTC Settlement Service, said DTCC will continue to advance efforts to move the U.S. securities settlement cycle to T+1 in 2022. This will provide capital efficiencies for firms while reducing systemic and operational for the industry, particularly during periods of market turbulence, she said. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. from the Wall Street Journal. Bitcoin's 1% controls lion's share of the cryptocurrency's wealth. New research shows that just 0.01% of Bitcoin holders control 27% of the currency in circulation. It's good to be the Bitcoin 1%. The top Bitcoin holders control a greater share of the cryptocurrency than the most affluent American households control in dollars, according to a study by the National Bureau of Economic Research. The study showed that the top 10,000 Bitcoin accounts hold 5 million Bitcoins, an equivalent of approximately $232 billion. With an estimated 114 million people globally holding the cryptocurrency, according to Crypto.com, that means that approximately 0.01% of Bitcoin holders control 27% of the 19 million Bitcoin in circulation. My comment, concentration risk is an issue. Here's a story from CommonDreams.org. More than 130 groups call on CFTC to shut down dystopian water futures market. In this time of global warming-induced drought in California, the last thing we need is to gamble on our precious water resources. Warning Wall Street against commodifying what has been treated since ancient history as a common right for everyone. More than 130 civil society groups on Monday demanded that federal regulators shut down the Chicago Mercantile Exchange's water futures market. The group has a legitimate issue about the allocation of water entitlements and manipulation that could be explored more, but refers to trading as bets. It is like the last 50 years have not happened, is my comment. Here's a story from the Council on Foundation. Member Week 2021 Foundation Leader Q&A with Eva Giglio. Question, what drew you to the field of philanthropy? Answer, having worked for years in Chicago Public Schools, for years prior to this role, I worked closely with philanthropists who helped support many key initiatives for the district. I was excited about the opportunity to continue to work in the field of education and hand in hand with the school districts, nonprofits, and other philanthropists across the city of Chicago. My comment, SEMA Group Foundation's new leader gets interviewed. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our most read story Monday was, don't be surprised when you get Omicron from the Atlantic. Second was the press release DV Group to acquire business of Alston Trading, which was our number one story Friday. Third was JP Morgan to pay $200 million over staff messages on personal devices from the Financial Times. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.